This is StoryCorps, Oklahoma. I'm Ryan LaCroix. When 96-year-old Annabelle Miller was young, she had to make a decision: go to college or choose another path. She joined a very strict order of nuns, but in her 40s decided it wasn't the best path for her and left. Annabelle came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk to her friend Troy Jones about that decision and the ways that her life has changed.
What does the word cloister mean?
I was laughing when you mentioned that to me before. It's kind of like oyster. You know, the pearl is on the inside.
Ah.
Cloister.
Okay, yeah. So you decided at 18 to join the cloister.
The biggest factor was I want to be totally dedicated to God, and I sanctified it, if that's a good enough word, by saying I want to be, I want to belong to God and do work for everybody by prayer. I thought there's nobody on this earth, the needy, the hungry, the lonely, all of them need prayer. And I thought, if I can spend my life in prayer, but I didn't know how hard that was going to be.
You told me one time that you thought being a mother would be the hardest job ever.
But I wanted to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say, and we've laughed about this, I used to say I wanted to have three boys. And it's so funny because, as you know, after 24 years as a cloister nun, I left.
Yes.
We had a 35th high school class reunion, met the boy I dated in high school who had three beautiful sons. And somehow we told each other our stories. And a bond was immediately there. We knew it. At that time, I was working in a law office. I had returned to home, and I couldn't stay with my foster mother because there was no room for me. And, it was very difficult, lots of adjustments, learning how to drive, for one thing.
Yeah.
Because I had never driven an automobile. And kids learn when they're 14 or 15. I didn't learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there was a lot of turmoil in my searching. Today they call it discernment. And I see it in the house with a lot of the young girls who are volunteers to take care of the elderly. They are overjoyed in their faith. And I was like that when I was first entered. As you mature in life, everything isn't exciting anymore. Your faith becomes a thing that is more solid. I don't get excited about things of faith like I did before. And sometimes I wonder if I still have the faith I had.
I was wondering if there's, like, what would be your favorite word that you like to hear or like to say? Do you have one of those that would just pop to mind?
Well, it will probably be a little gruesome, but I think of the cards that they have for funerals, and I want to put on it, life is changed, not taken away.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, in Apple Podcasts.